From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Two Air Force planes are preparing to spray chemicals today in an effort to break up the Gulf Coast oil spill, with the Pentagon saying they are also examining what else the military can do to help. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the Pentagon is considering a request from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal for the federal government to pay up to 6,000 National Guard soldiers to come in to help with what is shaping up to potentially be a major cleanup operation. Oil from the busted rig off the Louisiana coast began coming ashore today. Meanwhile, President Obama has ordered a full review of the Gulf Coast oil spill. As oil stains sensitive shorelines, it's also likely to complicate the administration's efforts to expand offshore drilling. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
President Obama wants to know if there are any additional precautions or safety features that might prevent a spill like the one now threatening Gulf Coast shorelines. He says any expansion of offshore drilling will have to be accompanied by those safeguards. The federal government has also ordered inspections of all existing deepwater rigs now drilling in the Gulf.
I continue to believe that domestic oil production is an important part of our overall strategy for energy security. But I've always said it must be done responsibly for the safety of our workers and our environment.
The administration has stressed that BP is responsible for cleaning up the spill, but says the government is ready to assist any affected communities. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
NPR News has learned the Mine Safety and Health Administration is being investigated by the FBI as part of a federal criminal probe of the explosion at the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia 3 weeks ago. The investigation also involves Massey Energy, the owner of the mine. NPR's Howard Berkus reports from Beckley, West Virginia.
Sources familiar with the investigation say the FBI is looking into possible bribery of officials of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, the federal agency that inspects and regulates mining. The sources say FBI agents are also exploring potential criminal negligence on the part of Massey Energy, the owner of the Upper Big Branch mine. Massey has been cited repeatedly for violations of federal safety regulations, and unsubstantiated rumors have circulated for years that mine inspectors and other officials receive payoffs. In a statement to NPR, Massey Energy says it is not aware of the allegations and is fully cooperating with any investigations taking place. The Mine Safety and Health Administration has yet to respond to a request for comment. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Beckley, West Virginia.
Law enforcement official denies the agency is under investigation. Chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisers says today's release of strong first quarter growth numbers shows an economy on the rebound. Christina Romer says other sectors of the economy also need to pick up, though.
We do expect consumers to be saving more than they had been before the crisis. That's just going to be, I think, a natural and healthy response. What we're going to need is other sectors to be coming back, and here I'd point to business investment.
This is NPR. Greek government is reported to be close to reaching a deal with the International Monetary Fund and the European Union on a financial rescue plan. Meanwhile, the country's leaders are warning Greek citizens of even more dire fiscal austerity measures to come as part of an effort to deal with a spiraling debt crisis that threatens to bring down the country. One critical part of that plan reportedly will involve freeing up the government to lay off public sector workers. Celebrities are speaking out against Arizona's new immigration law. As Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports, stars are getting their message out using social networking, the stage, and even meeting with local politicians.
Celebrities, including actress Ava Longoria Parker and comedian George Lopez, are taking to their Twitter accounts to denounce the new law. Under the legislation, set to take effect in June, migrants would have to carry immigration documents with them at all times, and police officers would be required to question and arrest anyone whom they suspect may be in the U.S. illegally. Pop singer Shakira met yesterday with the mayor of Phoenix to discuss her concerns that the legislation could lead to racial profiling. And singer Ricky Martin received a standing ovation at a concert last night in Puerto Rico when he said Arizona's new law makes no sense. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Flagstaff.
Stocks have ended April with a big loss on disappointment with two economic reports and concerns about a criminal investigation of Goldman Sachs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 158 points to close at 11,008 today. The Nasdaq dropped 50 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was down 20 points today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.